All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay, and I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And so, part three of our back to basics, back in black, back to the studio in person series. Hopefully, a series that won't end for a long time. So, what's going on here is we're going to have a show all about the Velvet Underground. So, I just watched the Todd Haynes documentary about the Velvet Underground. And it was cool. I had trouble following some of it. I think they kind of lost the narrative a little bit some certain places, but it was good. It kind of delved into the characters, the members of the band pretty well, mostly John Cale and Lou Reed. A good amount of Mo Tucker, so that was good. And like Sterling Morrison, not so much. Doug Yule, not at all. So it was good, though. And so we're going to play music from the movie, not just Velvet Underground stuff, of course, also some of the avant-garde, like, out there stuff that John Cale was into that influenced their sound. It's not very simple. We're going to check it out, though. Stuff from, like, Lamont Young. Oh, boy. Yeah, and John Cage, even. But I will, you know, it'll be reined in. It won't be, like, some 20-minute dirge. You have my word on that. There's too much cool stuff to get to. Like this, I'm Waiting for the Man. From the Velvet Underground and Nico, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back. All right, so that's unplanned. The other stuff, the John Cage stuff, made it seem like my phone wasn't working. I was playing it, so I'd saved it on my phone. Let's try this again. So some of these connections can be a little wonky. Let's try this. Ready?
Thank you. Thank you.
right. That was the music of Lamont Young, as performed by Noel Achote. That's the composition's 1960, number 9, arranged for guitar. And that's, you know, that's funny. That was starred on my iPhone as something that's a highlighted track that should be played or checked out first. I wonder if the others are that much more different. Before that, The Velvet Underground with I Hear You Call My Name from White Light, White Heat, John Cage, Williams mix. That was the 25-year retrospective concert for his music. And then The Velvet Underground and Nico, While I'm Waiting for the Man, from The Velvet Underground and Nico, their first record. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5, Medford. Thanks for joining me here. And this is our Velvet Underground show. So I saw the movie last night, and so John Cage and Lamont Young get played because that's sort of where John Cale was coming from. A lot of outside music. He's Welsh, which I did not know. Great things that you learn while watching these things. And so he came to New York. He was done with being in Wales, and he was tired of the oppressive raising, how his parents were kind of oppressive in how they raised him. He was sort of ready to be done with Wales. So he moved to New York in the early 60s, and that was sort of the music of John Cage, and also Lamont Young was really what influenced him. And so he kind of came at the Velvet Underground through from having learned music that way or become fans of those artists. And so there's a, you know, in the movie it profiles him. He's one of the two remaining or surviving members of the band, two original members, Mo Tucker being the other. All right, so let's move on. Up next, this is going to be a track with Nico singing lead, All Tomorrow's Parties, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Behind the door. and my costume share the poor girl wear. To all tomorrow's parties, for Thursday's child is Sunday's clown. For whom none will go mourning, a blackened shroud, a hand-me-down gown of rags and silks, a costume fit for one who sits and cries. For all tomorrow's parties,
you.
1,000 points of IWMFO. And yes, that was the Everly Brothers. And so part of this movie, the Velvet Underground documentary I saw last night, was, like I mentioned, in profiling the principal members of the band, starting off with John Cale, as he's the only one, or he and Mo Tucker are the only two surviving original members. And Lou Reed was also focused, obviously, heavily. And so Lou Reed, before he formed the band, he was working at a record label writing songs. He's a songwriter, and he would write little like ditties and stuff like what we just heard from the Everly Brothers. A lot of his guitar tones were similar to what was used in the Everly Brothers music. So we played that, All I Have to Do is Dream, from the very best of the Everly Brothers. And then we had a 10-minute version of Ocean from the 1969 live record. And that record was apparently done, you know, it's hard to find live recordings of the band. They were like still not like a huge success. It's not like they were playing arenas and stuff, even though they're hugely influential today. So a lot of the recordings were made sort of on the sly. They were not really planned out. People who were fans of the band at this point, 1969, they'd been around for 3 or 4 years, so people would go see them at shows and record them. And sometimes there were official recordings done with through the club or whatever club they happened to be playing at. Others a little more on the lowdown. And so this record is a compilation of a lot of different live recordings, and we heard Ocean, a 10-minute version of that. Before that, Hank Williams, Hey Good Lookin'. And then the Velvet Underground's All Tomorrow's Party with Nico singing lead. Kind of a chilly vocalist, but really unique. Very German. Anyway, it's a great, obviously that first record, the Velvet Underground and Nico, is a great record. A lot of bits about Andy Warhol as the producer, and sort of he was the power behind the group, gave them the freedom to do whatever they wanted, because at that point, he was a very well-known artist. So he played a pivotal role in their early formation and the music that they made, or at least giving them the freedom to make it. That's part of the reason why Lou Reed fired him, is that they were, people felt like, or Lou Reed felt like the people regarding Andy Warhol as their main creative force in the band, like he was actually a lead guitarist, which is, of course, not true. Okay, all right, let's move on. Up next, we're going to play this track here, another one from Velvet Underground and Nico. This one is called The Venus in Furs. It's European Sun. We'll play Venus in Furs later. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Your European sun, you spit on those under 21. But now your blue cars are gone, you better sit so long. Hey, hey, bye, bye, bye. You made your wallpapers green. You want to make love to the scene. Your European sun is gone, you better sit so long. Your clouds treat you goodbye.